But if America overall seems to have backslid into a darker age, Hollywood is examining everything in a new, more starkly revealing light. Over the past 5 months alone, Hollywood has moved quickly to right long-established wrongs and to rattle ancient modes of thinking. The revelations about Weinstein crashed like a tidal wave. Even though the fallen mogul had plenty of enablers, relatively few people, beyond the women he abused or harassed, grasped the full extent of his manipulative, devious behavior. In our naivete, we'd always assumed that beautiful, successful female actors just drifted through life, untouched by the travails ordinary women deal with every day. Suddenly, we knew differently. As women risk their careers to speak out first about Weinstein, and then, in a swell that became bigger and louder by the day, other abusers. The subsequent and swift downfall of other Hollywood players changed everything about how we view women, or anyone who doesn't hold the big power cards in the entertainment business. Now, Hollywood isn't just part of the political conversation. It's actively driving it, motivating its denizens to speak out about certain core American values in a way we've never seen before. What does it mean to be an American? What color is the hat you're wearing, and what does it say on the front? What rights do you stand up for, and which or how many are you willing to let pass by? Hollywood is something that defines us as Americans, for better or worse. Movies are, after all, one of our biggest cultural exports, one of our chief modes of presenting ourselves to the world. But even just watching them means something. What mark do the movies, and to some extent the people who make them, leave on us? The Oscar nominations this year tell the story of Hollywood's recent evolution. Black Lives Matter, which sprang to life after the 2013 acquittal of George Zimmerman in the killing of Trayvon Martin, not only opened new conversations about racism and the justice system, but also pushed us to think harder about representation of people of color in the movies, and about who was getting to make those movies. In 2015, you would have had to be blind not to see a problem. Nearly all the Oscar nominees were white, and that wasn't even anything new. It was simply that, finally, the world at large had taken notice.